Microphones and headsets is how this is going.
I'm fucking Frank Sinatra, daddy.
I got enough mics to do it too.
Tommy, you know what? Go and buy the cheapest fucking microphone.
It's like
C's instead of B's on the side of the microphone.
It sounds like a 1940s radio show. We're here at the podcast.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that?
Oh, here it is!
Yeah!
The holy—that's number four.
We made it to number four.
Number four.
We made to four. We're still here.
Or is it three men and a maybe? I keep forgetting.
Six men and a maybe tonight.
Seven men.
Seven men and a yoga pant.
And a yoga pant.
Seven men and a microphone.
Seven men and a comfortable man.
a very comfortable
Securing
man.
Securing his masculinity, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm literally comfortable in
Frankie Gwynn's junk is all jammed up into his tank.
Seen it. I mean, look at his tank.
It has room to breathe.
Is it stuck to your tank right now, or
is it cut? Is it cut or is it not cut? Well, let's stand up, Frankie. Let's see.
All right,
Frankie.
That's your guess.
Jesus. I'm saying not cut.
You're saying uncut.
There's a lot of padding in there. That's all I'm saying.
Wait. Let's go around the room. Go ahead. Uncut or uncut for Frankie?
I think he's uncut.
All right.
Okay. There's one.
I said uncut.
You taking a tally?
Uncut.
Uncut.
Wow.
Because he's not a Jewish. He's not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish, but I'm
not his junk.
Oh, Canadian.
Yeah, we're talking about Frankie's junk right now.
Uncut.
Wow. Unanimous.
Yeah.
Right, well, I baked a cake, and at the end we're going to cut into the cake, and I got the baker to put in a certain color filling, and we're all going to have the big reveal at the end.
Oh my God.
Oh, no, wait, I would have skipped the big reveal.
You're all correct. How could you be wrong?
You're all correct. Because you look like the whitest man in America.
We didn't have to guess, dude. We can see the shit.
I think I might have sent you guys dick pics before.
Joey, reel it in and tell us what people can't see right now. What's going on?
Well, we got the Craig's fantasy football
trophy,
which is Chris DeWolf named it perfectly appropriately the greatest fantasy football trophy of all times. It's a manly. What do you call this trophy?
What is carafe.
A carafe that is engraved with the words. Suck it, bitches.
Yeah!
And that's what you get for winning that fantasy football.
Is that a single malt in there?
It is.
Flip it around. So, yeah, single malt scotch.
It is a McClellan's.
Oh, McClellan's.
Single malt Isla.
12-year-old?
Which is spelled Islay.
Right,
pronounced Isla.
And I bought that specific one because we fish tuna right off of that island.
Oh, cool.
McClellan sells four different ones, but... Anyways, this is for the Drunken Mess Fantasy Football League last year, Scotty Matzoballs League, and I kicked everyone's ass and won a beautiful piece of hardware, and he will be at the next podcast, by the
way. A nice piece of crystal.
That is a beautiful, yes. Beautiful. Yes. What was the entry fee for that podcast?
That's $110 for that league.
Wow.
Yeah.
You end up with is a piece of crystal.
Hey.
That is the equivalent of winning $1,000.
Right.
That's right.
Hey, guys, spending $110.
I want to talk
about... Bring that cash money on in.
Who's here, Joey?
So we got Toby Pet, James E.
Yeah?
Brian Mock, first time on the Homecast.
First time, Brian Mock.
Your wife is very strict with you. You have a child under 7 months, right?
Yeah.
Rooster. So for you to get out of the house is big for you.
Well, this is a very exciting part of Gloucester's history, and she just wanted me to get involved.
Brian, where did you tell her you were?
Going to church.
Brian's in church.
We got Frankie Gwynn. We got Chris DeWolf. And we have Mr. Craig Kimberly, partner in crime. This is really good. I'm excited. I want everyone to know, like, we have the podcast, but I got a setup that we can all post things during the week.
Yeah, so, I keep you. Yeah,
I want everybody to start getting
Right. Start putting shit up.
Has anybody kept track of the 2015 Homecast Best Bartender nominations?
Yes.
Not.
I have. Toby has. Yes, yes, yes.
I voted. After it was explained to me, because I'm an older person and I'm not that hip with regard to, you know, using the web.
Toby said to me today, I'm like, did you vote? Because I haven't seen
your
vote.
Today, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, Toby. The man of everything has to be right. So yesterday I says, did you vote in the thing? Because I haven't seen your vote. He says, well, I said it in the podcast, so that should count. I'm like, no. If you read the post, it says you have to leave it here.
I accept it.
I accepted the thing. So I said to him, I'm like, you know, you old people.
Yeah. he put me in the class of his mother.
Like, who you have to like spell everything out for. But I'm like, you should. He's on the internet all the time. Like,
I'm sorry.
His mother's pretty hip, you know.
Very hip. She's Pat is one of my favorite people.
So I'm like, for anyone that's listening right now, the instructions clearly state you have to leave the name of the bartender and the name of the establishment that they work on.
Which I did.
Oh, I forgot the establishment.
Talked about it.
Eventually.
In the comment section of the post.
For God's sakes, read the goddamn
What's the comment section?
I screwed up.
Shinzi's trolling. Everybody's trolling. We got a lot of trolls here.
Who's in first, Joey?
So really, this guy that I Jamie. Have never heard
it's
of.
It's got to be
Jamie. Right, the guy from freaking Katrina.
Yeah.
And he's good.
I'm sure he's very good.
He's very good. He's this got all votes. Of his peeps.
However, he has to be young. I'm like, here's my...
More power to him.
No, I've never been in there.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I went in with Craig. My estimation is...
I have one beer on tap.
Listen.
He's probably under 35 years old.
Yes,
has a bazillion Facebook followers.
That's what's up.
And
we're happy for it.
Because his votes are coming in waves. Mm. So I feel like there's like a notification that goes out, hey, vote for me on this thing. But hey...
Whatever it
He's
takes.
Getting the votes.
That's
the bottom
good.
Line. That's exactly all right. Well,
and the power of social media, baby. Doesn't have to be true.
It's a great
you
spot.
You just got to get the most votes.
It is a tremendous spot, and if he's good, right on.
I think Katrina's, the first time I went in there after the transformation, I was blown away. That room is one of the prettiest rooms in Gloucester.
Yes.
It's in the former space of what?
Old timers.
The old timers. So, I mean.
We all remember what part of the old timers. You know,
no,
so there's a couple.
Didn't you remember the bathroom a lot?
This is unofficial because I haven't counted everything out. But if I had to guess, right now that the people that are gonna be in the poll would be this guy from Katrina's.
Yep.
Jack Manese.
Yep. Who's now at the rudder.
Yes, Jamie Berger from Stones.
Yep.
Sounds like a drum.
And then really the rest of the field is totally wide open.
Without a doubt.
I don't know if much like Toby didn't understand that you had to like vote right there.
Yeah,
if people don't understand that just by writing the name, that gets them to the nomination stage.
Right.
Sunday at 6 a.m., whatever it is right there, we cut it off. I'm going to put it into a spreadsheet. Any duplicate IP addresses get kicked out automatically. And then we're going to put it to a poll.
See, I think that's why Jack and Jamie are going to rally cap at the end.
Nice.
Pure skill.
Pure.
Both of them.
Jamie?
Two of the best.
That's who I voted for, was Jamie.
But Jack, on the other hand, I voted for Jamie, but Jack's
right there.
That's another. And Matt from Katrina.
He lives right down the street.
He's good.
You better be nice to him.
He's good.
I mean, I've just had more history with Jamie. That was like neck and neck for me. It was like a coin toss. But the fact is, like, this guy that we don't know from Katrina's, like, maybe he's the best bartender.
No, Chris knows him.
I know who he is.
You do know.
Me and Alicia have gone there, and he does a good job. Yeah. I mean,
is he personable?
Yes.
So when you go in there, he makes you feel comfortable. Like he always has something witty to say.
Well, me and Alicia go in.
Real comfortable.
I mean, that's what you need to be.
I got a story about Jamie though.
So he's one of those guys that give you a hand job real quick.
James Eves, go ahead.
All right, so why don't you go in there? No, I need the only person that's met him.
Okay, James Eves, go ahead.
The thing I like about Jamie is that when Yanni and I go in there, he remembers what we like to drink.
Right.
You know, and he treats Johnny like a man.
Yeah.
And so my impression of the guy is he treats people well.
Right.
You know, irregardless of what he sees or whatever the fuck comes over the counter at him.
Yanni's got, what is it called?
He's Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
He's a Down syndrome.
And he treats him like a man.
And he treats him like a man. And Yanni feels like $1 million when he goes in that place.
That's cool.
You know, I feel like the best, you know, if you look at what makes a bartender the best bartender, it's they make you feel like you're the number one person in the
bar. That's what it is.
In my mind, that's
why Jamie's got
100%. Who the best bartender is. And Jamie does that. He might have 20 other people in the bar, but he makes all 20 of those people feel like they're the number one priority.
Right.
And that's, in my mind, makes you the best bartender.
They can't argue with that. So now, best moment of my week this past week, besides hanging out with my daughters, LeBron James going down in flames. Are we all on board?
The only man in yoga pants.
Well, get a fan.
Explain that's why you're upset that LeBron lost.
I'm not upset. I wasn't hating on him. He was trying to win something for his hometown. They don't. What's going good in Cleveland right now? Why can't they have something?
Who cares about Cleveland?
That's what you get for living in Cleveland. Why the hell would you live there anyways? Unless you were chained to a tree, you should move from Cleveland.
Right.
You're saying has it been like 150 years since they've won anything?
But
why 51. Did you win that town? I know. I'm just.
Why are you going to win? Because I am
the
great,
best player in the world.
He's got confidence. That's a confidence.
Right. But you know what? That's actually out of character for him. And I'm not a huge LeBron fan.
That guy's.
But I get. They asked. The media blows things out of proportion, as we all know. You know what I mean? And he said it in the heat of the moment. End of a game, he lost. He said it. And, you know, it's just like, I'm the greatest player in the world because he's, you know what? He's carrying that team. But who else was on that team?
He didn't carry all away, did he?
44 points, ridiculous triple double. You know, one guy on
I
don't, the team.
I actually, here's my, here's my take.
See Michael Jordan
they play. Couldn't, he here's ran out take. Of gas.
That here's my take. I actually don't have a problem with LeBron James. My biggest problem is sports media. And my problem is having to listen to them suck his dick for the next
ESPN.
It was the same thing. It was the same thing.
The worst.
Peyton Manning, I thought was a class act. But I hated his guts because the whole conversation was him being the best quarterback when he didn't win shit. So
compared to Tom Brady.
Compared to Tom Brady. It wasn't even a conversation.
So then what do you think, Joey, about how, and I thought this was insane, the fact that he was in the conversation for MVP of the finals.
That's what bothers me.
Was absolutely, it was so like, it talk goes, about get on your knees.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm saying.
Dude,
you know, it goes with
you're shooting 37%.
Right.
But would his team, would his team have been there if it weren't for him?
Conversation?
No.
See, it's an up and down. You got to think about this. It's looking at society today. Kids today get a trophy for losing. So now it's like, okay, LeBron's going to get the MVP, but he lost. That's what the whole talk was about. So it's like,
I think that's a stretch, though. If his team wouldn't have been there, if it weren't for him.
Yeah, but why should he get the MVP? They didn't win.
No, he shouldn't.
No, I know, but the talk
because it gets the most airplay, and all sports and media is about getting airplay. It's not about who wins. It's not about who has integrity.
We all agree.
It's about airplay, baby.
LeBron James sucks.
Not both. Turn your head.
Head. What?
Oh my God.
One way or the other.
He's got a light.
What do you need?
He's got.
Just curious.
Oh my God.
Dear God.
We wasted 8 minutes of
not, the, yeah, right.
We wasted the break on that.
Joey. All right. I put this out there for people, and I don't know if you guys took this seriously or not. But did anybody think about good Father's Day gifts?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Hold on. We're going to go around. Toby. If you don't have one, just say you don't have one.
Okay, good. 3-pound lobster from Captain Jones.
Very nice. I like that.
Wow, that's kind of.
All right, mine is a little bit longer. I have 5 kids.
Yep.
And it's rare that all 5 kids are in the same place at the same time. And one Father's Day, all 5 independently thought, I'm going to make sure I'm there that day. And I had all 5 kids with me on my Father's Day.
And that was the best.
Oh, and that was the best thing. Cool. And, you know, a lawnmower is second.
All 5 kids that you
a lawnmower?
Yeah, some shit.
That's like an insult. Like, if you give a woman an iron on Mother's like Day, she wants to beat you over the head with it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing else comes close.
Ah, okay.
True.
Very cool. All right.
All 5 kids that you know of.
Brian O'Connor, what do you got?
What I got? I will be going fishing at 1 in the morning. I will be getting back at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll play with the kids, and then I will pass out. and then I wake up and have dinner with my...
And that's a good day.
That's it. That's no, that's what I'm doing. It's not going to be a good day.
Well, the question was what...
Oh, yeah. So that's Father's Day is just another day for your
Father's me. Day gift.
Oh. Every day is all about you.
So
that's it.
So is being able to go fishing is your Father's Day gift?
Right now, the one is 6 months old. He is really... He better rally cap. The other one's three. Really, the first year she wasn't paying attention, didn't get me anything. Second year, it was more of a stare. That was an interesting father one. So this year, she might be cognizant of Father's Day, so I might actually get a gift. So there you go. Those are, I'm only in 3 years, so baby diapers was an interesting one for the first year. A random stare. So I'm looking forward to this year. Maybe, maybe she'll go, good job, Daddy. Dude. That'll be a good one. Or some kind of burnt object. Right. So, but we're always, you know, it'll move forward. It'll take a while, but we'll get something.
Father of the Year, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
All right, Frankie Quinn.
All right, I'll start on the side. Try putting that plug right directly in, see if that buzzing stops.
Oh my God, it's still buzzing.
Try it. Let's do this a controlled experiment.
Oh my God.
Yeah, your headphones
it may
directly.
Stop.
It
really so is this an intermission?
Oh, all right, never mind. We'll get it next time. Yeah. Father's Day,
is the buzzing being recorded?
Figure, I don't know.
We're good.
Figure out what, if your father went to a certain college or high school, get him a piece of memorabilia from there. That's the route I'm going this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Did he go to a Division I school where they would care about the school?
UC Davis, University of California, Davis. He did beautiful. Some research.
Get him his high school.
So I got
winemakers.
It doesn't have to be.
That's
where they're Chris over here went to Salem. So he loved that shit.
Tremendous. Yeah. I thought about going.
It doesn't matter who you went to.
Because he only went there for a year.
I could go aside on this topic, but I want to get through it. But go ahead.
For me, you know, I'm more concerned with my father. Will my kids get me? I don't really care. Like, you know what? I know my kids love me, whatever, and I don't think Tyler even will say Happy Father's Day. He won't even realize it's Father's Day. But it is what it is. I'm okay with that. I want to play softball, do my thing. And what I did this year was my brother got my father a humidor or something for the cigars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I went and bought my father like four or five cigars. Nice so one cigars. Sunday, me and my brother are going to go to my parents' house and smoke a couple cigars with my dad. And, you know, that's cool. That's a great Father's Day
for me. That's the shit.
You know what I mean? That's a good day.
Good for you.
You know?
Nice. Actually, what I thought of was what Brian was kind of talking about, what he was going to do, sort of. But I was thinking of a fishing charter would be a great gift.
That's to a good
you,
idea.
If you, you know, could buy your father, whether it be a striper or like a tuna trip, something maybe he's never done before, would be like epic. Mm. You know, see some, you know, some
time with him too.
Yeah, yeah.
Go with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can take Dave Jewell with you.
Absolutely.
Dave Jewell's like
take Brian out with you. Actually, have Brian take you out to a secret spot that I can't mention to catch monster stripers and let him go.
I did charters.
So where can people find your information?
On the North Coast Anglers. It's with Skip on the Water magazine. He's a writer from...
Did you drop your website, Brian Marco?
Oh, yeah. I dropped it. It was getting too many fans. Theoretically, I had too many people fishing next to me. So yes.
Well, what's your? Did you start? Did you say or?
Huh?
What did you say?
No, my ideal Father's Day is always like, you know, being able to do what I want to do.
Right.
That's, you know what I mean? Just like
I agree with that.
Stuff like that.
So do donuts in the football field.
Yeah, that's what I asked for this Father's Day. Anna has been asking me, what do you want for Father's Day? I just want a day off.
Yeah, a day off.
I want a private jet to Taiwan.
I mean a day off.
Nice bill, be able to chill out.
If I want a nap. We have to go to breakfast.
You don't want to schedule. You just want to schedule.
You don't want to schedule.
The ideal thing is like my dream thing. I had for the last 15 years has been a 2 o'clock nap. Here's another idea that maybe people don't know about. Like, did you? I'm not sure if everybody's aware of this. Do you know, like, the stripers are here now? They're in the Cape Ann area, thick. If you want,
not just schoolies. Well, let's get real.
If you want to catch a striper, you can catch a striper. But here's the thing: like it used to be, you could just throw a line overboard. Like you can't just throw a line overboard. You actually have to have a fishing license. It's at $10. Yes. Brian, go ahead.
Good point.
Yeah, you got to go down. You go to Mass Fishing Game website. Mass Fishing Game site. You got to buy a fishing license. It's $10. You know, it's real easy. Most of the money goes back to the local communities. Gloucester was going to get a pier. They're still trying to work on it. But a couple of communities, all the fishing license money goes to ramps, boat docks, any kind of access to the ocean. So it's really worth it. And it goes to the environmental police. And if you see somebody taking a fish illegally, please call the environmental police. They're all great guys. But that's where your fishing license go. Fees go to, so it's not like
The money's going to be
it's not
going to improve where the harbor master's dockage is.
No, it isn't. Not to that guy, but it doesn't.
Not his specifically, but
the key is
transient dockage, etc.
The key is it doesn't go down a black hole into the.
I get
it doesn't pay for cinder blocks at some off ramp. It pays for the fishing, and you can call Matt the diver, and he'll laminate your fishing license. You go down to Mass Fishing Game. Yep, go in and ask
him. He does it for you there?
Oh, yeah, Matt will do it for you. He's doing it for mine. You know, so.
Are you busting his chops?
I am busting his chops. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit. He's got a little rampage of people going.
Yeah, go down there, Matt. He'll clean the bottom. Fishing. He'll clean the bottom of your boat, and he'll laminate your license. Nice.
Very nice. Frankie, epic photo of you today on the blog.
Ah, hugging
his hugging new people. Stoke.
That was a selfie, too.
How is this stuff?
Timer and the tripod. Really? Yeah,
that's
there's no one else at home.
That is solid.
That's just a telfie. For you, buddy. It's technically a telfie.
The people from Stoke reached out to us and said, "What was the quote?" It was something like, "So much awesomeness in one photo."
Exactly the quote. Yeah.
That's what's up, bro.
Oh, good.
I'm so proud of you, man.
That girl looks great. Yeah.
Total no brainer. $93 after all the discounts.
Wild.
Target.com.
I'm gonna get a Stoked hat. I don't even have one of those grills. I'm just ready to go.
You don't have one of those grills, but we have.
I will.
We have coming up.
When I win.
Coming up, we have the Good Morning Gloucester first inaugural. Barbecue
I'm so
throwdown.
Excited.
And
it's going to
be bananas.
It's an exciting time.
Wait, what is this?
This is happening. August 15th, right?
August 15th.
Can you get me one?
Teams of four.
Thank you.
Barbecue throwdown at four.
I piss off.
I'm on Craig's team.
Whatever.
I'm on Craig's team.
We're going to get sponsors.
Yeah. I want to be a judge. I don't even want to be on a team.
I don't want you to be
a judge. Judge is a good job.
You're jumping ahead of yourself.
Are you kidding me?
You're jumping ahead of yourself.
I'm a judge. That's it. I'm a judge.
I'm wondering. See,
you're going to be eating. That's
Craig and I have been debating for the past week if, and we're both completely undecided, if we want to make it a legit contest or if we want to just have everybody come down. And like have bring the, and everybody just have a big cookout.
And then just grilling there. Their asses off. Everybody's eating,
right? Everybody
and drinking.
Eating and drinking.
Why don't
and
you do like
going
medium?
Back and forth.
Where is it going
to
be?
Where is that? I mean, I would like to, but where is that?
Chris, you also need controls. I'm not trying to be negative.
Let's not get into the minutia of it, but
right. But you need controls because if you have barbecue contests, certain people pre-cook certain things.
Yeah, and that's
Craig knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So
and if you're not going to have those controls in place. Yeah. Then just have it be wide open. Everyone cook great.
Wouldn't that with Joey?
That's exactly, a good that's time. That's exactly the point.
I get you.
The point is
you.
Like,
I
do we want to be psychotic, like, and have to like judge people on their?
Why not funny?
We always just like everybody bring their stuff down,
hey.
And we just have a blast.
Funny
and eat
like,
off of each other's
stuff.
Grills.
Got to make somebody
ugliest barbecue.
Got to make somebody cry, Brian.
And actually, I think there should be one like there should be one prize of like whatever $100 for the best barbecue. But then there should be like a $200 prize for the best cooler.
Yeah, like
you know what I'm saying.
I love this idea.
Yes,
you know, I love this idea. I like outfits. I like the best like crew like theme like you know how you operate.
Like, right, right. You can't, it's not just the food. It's got to be like what you know.
I think it could be a couple
best
different
dress,
things
the
and not take it too serious. Like
Memphis, a little bit Memphis in May, build a little soccer.
That's the world championships, man.
Right? Yeah. And the cooler contest could be like the best you know looking cooler, the best stocked cooler. I mean, it could be good.
Go around, take
pictures. I like the idea. Surprises,
and then give me one of those ribs.
What we're battling with is an official barbecue contest. A lot of things come with it, and when people, what we're talking about is people going to spend a little bit of money, but they're going to get T-shirts and stuff for it. So if we don't do a full blown, here's your blue ribbon, you're the Gloucester champion of whatever the brisket,
right?
That what we thought was more of it's a test, it's a litmus test to see
how much
you know how much reaction do we get how
well it's going to be embraced
out.
Right
yeah and can we just go out okay we can find a way to like pass out chips and people can have the most chips and they win, you know, best what the fuck ever. But not be like, we're not trying. We can't really, at this short of a notice, throw an official on the circuit barbecue contest.
Yeah, we don't want to be
saying what we're doing is saying, let's get it started, let's have a good time. We see the reaction, and then from that, we'll use that as power to go right. forward.
So your end game, the momentum is circuit official.
This is the pre one.
Why don't we just sign up for a table at the farmer's market?
I would like to get these sponsors, and I would like to. I really want to make it. I want to set it up so that it becomes an actually real, real deal.
It's gonna get big.
I agree.
I know it's gonna get big. I totally know it's gonna be big because every person I mention, it's like, oh my god.
Yep.
So I want to get like these. Like I want to get like Stoke, and I want to get the pizza kettle maker, and all these guys to like come down, have like demonstrations and stuff, and all this cool stuff, and then. Yeah. And have real deal prizes and stuff like that. Eventually,
this thing is going to get
the green egg people are going to want to be involved.
Time out. Is this going to be one of these situations where you got these like high end guys that just run around all over the freaking country?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Winning barbecue contests, or is this like a locals? Well, you know, lost
good old boy. I would love to have them down there, but the whole idea is we're not going to penalize the fun teams that just want to go down there and have fun and drink.
Right. But I'm saying I'd rather see the local boys barbecuing against each other.
That's what we want it to be. That's why we're not doing the big judges table and the hidden tent and all that stuff. So we're working out the details as far as how it's going to react on the ground. But the idea is that this is going to end up being the second biggest thing in the summer after Fiesta.
Yeah, no doubt.
We got the Blues Festival, and then this is going to be a really big thing.
Yeah, it's going to be kick ass.
You need to have judges then.
We will eventually.
But I think they used that in the summer for parking.
So the idea is
this is the merchants' parking spot.
We want to see if people are interested in coming here and doing it.
So, Frankie, you got your grill delivered to you, or did you pick it up?
That was good. I picked it up at Target. That's why I got the additional 15%
buy it online.
The additional 15% off of the price of one.
So have you set it up
to get money off?
I set it up. Yeah.
Wow. How long did it take you?
Here's the unique thing about my setup is that I don't mean to use brand names, but I set up a Weber last weekend.
Yep.
This was quicker.
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
But in fairness, I was setting that up blind, and this weekend when I set up
the Stoke was easier than the Weber, a little more.
But I knew the process a little better because this was the second one, so it wasn't exactly a control.
So have you seasoned it yet?
I haven't seasoned it. No, I was going to turn to you for some of those recommendations.
We talked about this a little bit today.
Yeah,
the cast iron grates are impressive.
They look awesome. Yeah,
right.
They look awesome. And even Chef Ryan Cox took a look at it, and he was impressed as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of features. I don't want to beat this to death because people heard it enough. But, like, literally, to get these features on a Weber grill, it's $215. Yeah. Frankie paid $93 today. And
pick it right up in the store.
Do we all get residual checks from Stoke, or is it just you?
It's just me.
How about
kettle pizza, though? I just ordered
that thing. That thing. As soon as you get that in, I'm over there.
I got it. I just have to set it up.
Yeah, I want to try pizza.
We'll have a party.
Yeah, I want to try pizza on that. Yeah.
At least. Next Wednesday. Oh, let's plan this.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday night.
Before the Fiesta.
We're podcasting at my house.
Because Thursday
we can't do it next week.
Why? Okay.
Fiesta starts Thursday.
Oh, does it really?
Wednesday? I mean, Jesus,
I gotta get that on the calendar.
I mean, okay, so next
Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we're gonna podcast tomorrow.
I'm gonna have to cancel the old folks' novice acoustic jam to be there.
Yeah, fuck that. That's crazy, Doug. But anyway, so
right, sorry.
All good. Next Wednesday,
pizza party,
and hopefully next Wednesday we'll be debuting a world premiere of a beer next week.
Oh,
so stay tuned.
Yeah. Your buddy's beer?
Yeah. It's a secret. Next week,
so stuff we've been drinking is a secret.
We tried it the very first. There's a lot of secrets we've been drinking.
How big of a secret is it? I've tried it a couple times now.
Big time secret. Well, this beer we haven't tried
yet. I've been telling everybody.
We got a debut beer. Oh, thank you, Frank.
Yeah, Backlash Brewery.
Oh, Frankie, I was just going to bring up your topic. So
Backlash Brewing is going to debut an IPA.
Where is Backlash Brewing from?
Oh, quick, Frankie's
from the Boston area.
What's in Frankie's folder?
He's debuting a beer next week, an IPA. So Helder and Scotty will be here next week.
Oh, Scotty.
On the far end.
Or they'll bitch out.
What do you mean the whole ridge out?
Good man, hopefully thank you.
Show up. You know.
What do you think the odds of they show up?
Probably about 80-20 right now. Yeah. 80 yes, 20 no. Because, you know, people got to do that thing.
But I'm always worried I'm going to bust Joey's computer here.
Joey, we're a week out from Siesta. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. So, Sister Felicia gets shout out for, like, MVP of Fiesta coverage so far. We got to give her some love.
Yeah, she's, yeah. She's posting like a mad woman.
Frankie brought up a topic. He's gonna take it off, but he wants to talk about the rule of threes. I don't know where he's going with it.
Oh, no, I know what happened there. That was just a joke that obviously didn't hit via text because someone said something about it. That he had a topic. There were three topics, and someone said that's not one, that's three. And I said my topic would be the rule of threes.
Oh,
completely not funny.
A joke.
That was a joke.
So you have a fault.
My wife was.
So now I feel like more awkward. My topic is being offended, though.
You know, photography, rule of thirds.
That's what I'm saying, threes, rule of thirds. I think there's a rule of threes in comedy as well.
The other one was an ancient alien. There's a rule of threes in
comedy.
There's also a rule of threes in comedy.
When you give an example, you do three of them.
You've been offended by...
All right, so switching gears, the actual topic that was, offended. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about stuff.
How old is this person?
He is 40, mid-40s.
Okay.
He's old.
He's right about you guys. Old. He's in between being range. Old. And,
yeah. And so we're talking about all the stuff in the news these days. People offended. One group's offended. You can't really do anything or say anything that's outlandish. Everything has to be safe. If you say something that's out there, someone's getting offended, and there are repercussions, and everyone's apologizing these days. Everyone's making an apology for one thing or another. So we're talking about it, and he's like, I don't know what it is to be offended. I'm not really sure. I don't know what that means. And we start talking more, and I'm like, I guess I'm with you, because I've never heard, aside from someone talking directly to you and saying something directly to you, I guess, but even still, I've been outraged, I've been embarrassed, but I don't know about offended. So I've never heard a joke or a comment or a statement and actually taken offense. And I was going to ask you guys, have you guys ever been offended? And by what? Because I don't understand the emotion.
This is a table full of ruling class white men.
Well, I was going to say the exact same thing that James said.
Right.
I agree with you 100%. I have never felt offended by anything. But at the same time, we're white dudes. Middle class white dudes.
You're lucky fucking.
So is that the thing? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do feel. I know where Chris is going to go.
Listen,
I totally
you do.
Feel
you do.
I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm comfortable.
I think people are looking, like, especially with social media, to be offended, and fake outrage is completely out of control.
Let's let Chris talk a little bit. I'll give it from a, I guess you could say, personal standpoint. I mean, you were talking about being offended. You know, as you guys all know, I wear hearing aids, this and that. And from my perspective, yeah, I've been offended. I've had people say I'm a deaf, whatever you want to say. So from a personal standpoint,
that's to you. They're saying
that's to
you?
Me.
Right.
So yes, so that I've been offended. But at the same time, over time, I've learned to realize
you use it to your advantage.
What do I go?
Who are you?
What do I care about that, right?
I've learned to just laugh it off. Like, dude, what are you saying? Who are you in my life? You're going to call me a deaf, whatever you want to call me? Right. Like, so I've learned to just, like, whatever. I laugh it off.
How would you, do you say you were offended? How would you best describe that emotion? Is it a mix of something? How would you describe
it? When it first happened, I guess it's angry emotion.
It's like anger and embarrassment? Anger and outrage and embarrassment? Is it a combination? What is offended?
That's a good comment. I mean, you know, because all this is, I guess, when I was younger.
Right.
Now, if somebody said that to me, I'd laugh at him and be like, really? What kind of loser are you?
Right. So maybe you weren't actually offended, but you were just angry. You were upset.
Sounds more embarrassed.
Sounds more embarrassed to me. Come on, man. You know,
it sounds more confronted and embarrassed.
You can be offended without being
Chris,
angry.
Well, in the fabric of Gloucester, everyone loves Coach DeWolf. Everyone.
No, yeah.
I just like
that.
I don't
like that.
That's
a great point.
This is what
maybe I was in.
That doesn't surprise me.
Overrated.
You're gap.
Everyone loves Coach DeWolf.
You know, Frankie, that's a totally valid point because maybe I wasn't offended. I was just angry. Like, what are you doing?
You're pissed. But is offended just that blanket statement for anyone that's been angered or outraged?
I think it is. That's how I take it. You know what, Frankie? I take offended as being a blanket statement for Anyone that's upset, that's been called something that upsets them, that's how I take offended. I guess you would say.
Because I didn't think of this the other day. That maybe
go through a list of offensive words
offended,
now.
I think to be offended means that you're legitimately
hurt.
Fucking hurt.
Yes.
Like yes. Holy shit. Like when like if you, you know, presented something to someone and they said, "Oh, this is that the worst sucks. Thing that you've ever anyone's ever given me," you'd probably be offended.
Right. I think
that's like shit. Exactly. I think so. I mean, obviously, we've all felt like shit at some point. So I don't. I mean, to be not be offended.
I think that's a good definition of being offended. But I think that there's people out there that feign offense.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're addicted to a feigning offense because it positions them in a position of sympathy,
morally superior.
You know,
no, right. Makes them morally superior,
or position of no matter what word you phrase.
I am so
it
much.
Means,
more.
It means they get to get away with bullshit because you offended them.
But a lot of these people,
they get to be
so much more. More, I am so much more cool and hip and the word escapes me, but
hipster,
like
Randy.
No, like I am like because I think this is, you know, I am outraged because, you know, this offends me. So I am more socially aware than you are.
You're above all that.
You're a Cro-Magnon man,
right.
And I am more socially
aware. But there's a lot of in my life. I've seen so many different people of different, you know, whether race, creed, gender, whatever. And there's people that are just, you know, they're solid human beings. They don't get offended because they know who they are.
That's exactly.
And they know the world's full of dicks.
That's exactly.
The world is full of dicks. Like, and there's people out there going to say stupid shit.
Yeah.
But there's also people that, like,
let me say this.
All you have to do is say, be offended, and they're going to be offended in an instant.
Yeah, here's a synonym for being offended. An asshole said something to you.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Or you're the asshole and well, you're like, just geez, positioning
what
yourself.
What you just said is being who you are, knowing who you are. That's what it's all about.
And that's like, probably why you got
to you know who you are and some idiot comes
it's impossible to offend somebody like, who's solid.
In one ear and out the other because are you worth my time in the game?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Is that the music to cue the end of topic?
No, what you're saying is 100% right.
We're gonna start making fun of it. Yeah, so I guess what brings
us so nobody even hearing is now because Joey's got music going on.
No, it's a slow.
Joey's bored with the conversation, so he put music to go to move the next topic.
We don't have cans on, Frank.
Right here.
We don't know what's going on. Television, this means rap.
I'm gonna make you cry, Chris.
You see this?
Bring back the memory from your childhood.
Do you even speak English or do you mumble? I mean, really?
So I guess to bring it all together. What I thought it was, that what I came down with that day was, I guess offended might, maybe is just people who are saying, I'm not getting my way, this is how I get my way, I'm offended. Oh. But after talking with you guys a little more, maybe offended is just more of a blanket term for
I think it
someone
is.
Has been hurt by this, someone has been angered by this statement.
Upset
that's it.
But by statement.
I still will maintain that I've never been hurt or angered by any sort of statement that's not made directly to me. Hmm. But I don't know what offended
is. I agree with you. I agree
that's
with
a
you
good thing.
100% on that. And I think that it's a trendy thing, like comedians. And I've talked about this before, so I don't want to beat it to death. But like comedians for years, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, all these guys, they could say whatever they wanted to say about any group at all. And Andrew Dice Clay,
yeah.
We'd all joke and laugh. We'd all joke and laugh about it. We would laugh about it.
Right.
And now there are comedians that say outlandish things, but all of a sudden one person takes offense and they've been saying these same jokes and everybody's been going to their shows for 20 years and laughing at these jokes. The right person on social media highlights it, takes it out of context, not saying it's a joke, and this person's career is poof.
Yeah.
Gone.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe I was offended that none of you guys at the beginning of the podcast thought I was circumcised. I take a little bit of offense to that.
Well, you are. When you,
hey, dude, we can circumcise you right now if you want.
Here's my analogy.
Now you know how it's
Sunday
feels.
Night football when they've got everyone doing their predictions. Anyway. It's Patriots versus Bills, and everyone's putting right before the game. Who's winning the game? Patriots. There's always one guy that's like, guys, I'm taking the Bills.
It has
to be the contrarian. None of you wanted to take that position, and I'm offended by it.
Do you know what the tool is that's used in the Bris?
His tool? You're talking about his
a
tool
mouth.
Now?
No. The tool that's used in the Bris to remove the force.
The boil.
Pull
the
it out, Toby.
The moil.
The moil.
The shaky moil.
He uses a tool called the Zemmel.
Yes.
To remove the foreskin.
That's why
one which avoided the like subject.
We were like, we all agree, let's move on.
Let's move on.
No more discussion on that topic.
You know what?
Are
we discussing the tip of Frankie's dick enough?
If you're a fan,
Frankie wanted more.
I brought it back. I'm sorry. Let's move on. Next topic.
Frankie, if you were offended by the fact that I didn't glance long enough at your cock and beans while you're in yoga pants, I apologize.
Straight up. I appreciate that.
Okay, Frankie, straight up.
Yoga pants. Now I feel better.
If your junk is circumcised, I don't know whether to high five you or not, but I apologize.
I feel better.
Frankie, straight up wore yoga pants for this evening.
Yes. The topic of this should be yoga. Yes. But they're not. They're diving.
Well, last week, our 40-minute yoga pants was part of the discussion, so Frankie wore them.
Yeah, we didn't talk.
Thanks, by the way.
I want to thank Craig Kimberly for hosting tonight.
Yeah,
Craig, just quickly run down the grub for tonight.
Oh, tonight's menu. All right, so Joey came through with a gang full of T-bones, porterhouses, gang full of porterhouses. Kept it simple, salt and peppered them. We had the fire pit going in the backyard. Steaks on the flame.
With habaneros?
We all know the habaneros.
And we shall get to the habaneros. I threw some habaneros in between the steaks, just sitting on the grill, just to actually, for the first time, roast habaneros on an open flame. I've never tried it before. I had an idea for them. Anyways, cooked some steaks. Those were good. So we had grilled corn going like we always do. We had... the atomic turds.
Atomic buffalo turds.
Atomic buffalo turds. By the way, were some of the best yet.
Those were freaking awesome. But I think we got to get to the highlight of the evening, which I think was Toby.
And then we had
Toby.
So Toby came through with this amazing cornbread pudding that you can go home and slap your mama or your wife.
Slap your mama.
It's right. Somebody's getting rocks thrown out.
It was good.
Yeah. It was good.
Outstanding.
And that was some deep South shit.
And now me and James have spent a lot of time in the South, as you may know. And I got to tell you, that really pulled it all together.
Yeah, definitely. That was the glue.
We're gonna ask Toby
to put that recipe for us so we can put it
in the hobo packs.
The mushroom homo packs.
I showed that at the beginning of the podcast.
Sign language, Chris.
You can get away with that. You can go, what?
I'm offended that you don't hear things, dude.
I'm offended that you know what the fuck I'm saying.
Never bother to take your batteries.
I'm offended that you
I'm sorry, my batteries are low.
For 20 years. So anyways, it was epic. It was an epic dinner tonight.
I love the device you have out back, though. And it was not expensive.
That was a great
so you got this fire pit going.
It's a fire ring.
Fire ring.
To describe it, it's
ring
like
of fire.
Picture a 30 inches across kind of
circle.
A cast iron 5-piece bolted together from Ace Hardware ring of steel that's about a foot tall or so.
And you just throw fire at it.
And I line the bottom with bricks.
Okay.
And then I just wood, you know, piling wood, and then boom, fire pit. And what we also do is we throw charcoal on there, and it's got a swinging arm on a grate. It's on a on a pole that swings out,
and
then we've got a cast iron grill over top of the open pit flame, and that's what
like an 18-inch grill though. You need a bigger.
Yeah, it's like an 18-inch. It's an 18-inch grill on a 27.
18 inches isn't long enough.
It is such a mad thing.
I mean,
it was such a man.
I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Such a man way to cook. I'll tell you. So okay, Alicia. Chris's wife, Alicia.
She's at baseball today.
Listen, Brian, I'm always at baseball.
She's at the baseball park.
She did a topic today. and I'm going to read. I just copied
it's
a piece.
It's a good topic.
It's a good topic.
Baseball?
So.
No, her topic.
So.
No, I'm good.
Everybody good?
I got beer.
Someone even went for
come on. So Alicia said, writes on the blog, let's face it, not all gals like a bad boy, and not all gals like wicked super nice guys. I like guys that are a little bit of both. Well, my husband at least. Hey, big props.
He's mostly bad boy, though.
You don't know the bad boy.
This concept is so easy for us gals to understand, but guys just don't get it. Obviously, ladies love compliments from their guys, but can it ever be too much? Nothing wrong with a guy saying in front of a group of friends, look how hot my lady is today. That's cute, but when does it become overkill? Some guys think it's never too much. She goes, I think for one think at a certain point it will no longer sound genuine. Guys and gals, thoughts. Very nice. So I'm going to start out on this topic because it's had to do with me a little bit. So when I was a teenager, I was a complete douchebag to girls. Like, you know, played games. And like, I don't know if like that's just part of like growing up.
Growing up, the maturity.
When I was a kid, like maturity, like, you know, like, you know, you're like doing like terrible things and like didn't respect girls and like just like. And then I got to be, I think it was like 28, 29. I was like running through a bunch of women and, you know, just totally womanizing and stuff like that. But like it got old. It got really old. And, you know, and I was at a point where I was just like, you know what?
Oh, memories.
Like this life is just not, it doesn't matter how many women you're with, whatever. It's just not even cool because you don't have companionship or someone you can rely on or whatever. So. You realize that like just honesty is the best policy, and like not trying to play games of I'm at a place in my life where it was just like just be totally cool with who you are and compliment your lady whenever you possibly can and treat them with as much respect as you can, just like, but like exactly. In my mind, like at my age, and I'm 47, like I can't compliment enough. But like Alicia's saying, like there is that can be too much.
It can be, and I agree with that.
Oh, she says, and I'm like, you know what? I am sincere in my compliments, though. Like, and so she's saying, like, oh, you should push back. You should give that many compliments. I'm like, you know what? If I cherish this person. And I honor this person that much. Like, why do I have to filter how I feel about that person? Right. Okay, so you know that's where I'm at.
Let me say something about that. I agree with you, and I agree with you because you're right. You do when you do cherish that person, you want to say that you're coming from the heart. You're not just saying it.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean. And I guess what Alicia's point was from what I read, I didn't even talk to her about it, is I think she feels like if, say, you're with someone for 10, 15 years, and you continue to, I guess, how do I put this? Like, you're saying it all the time. Not like, if you're saying it every day, I guess she's saying in her mind,
she would get. I tell my wife she's beautiful every day, but she's
awesome. Would get. Like, you remember, this is my wife. We all know my wife.
I wouldn't say that. Your wife,
right? We love your wife.
Maybe once a week I would tell her she's wonderful.
Yeah, I know. They're not bad.
Cool, Chris. How's that working for you?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, once a month. Mother's Day. That's a good day. All right, Chris, keep going.
Like, I know, like, that's her. Like, I know my wife. I'm not going to tell her every day that she looks great because she's going to roll her eyes and this and that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then there are those times where you're like,
where she gets dressed up and she does it.
You're just like, wow, stunned. Yeah. You're like, I know my wife's beautiful. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like I need, like, me personally, I don't tell her that every day because I feel like she's beautiful. But then, like Craig just said, there are those times where you're just going to be like, wow. Yeah.
You look
those,
stunned.
Out of the box moments where you're just like, it makes you, I guess, I know it's guy night, but fall in love with the wall again because you're like, wow.
It's okay.
You know what? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But you know what I mean. You guys all know what I mean.
Your wife's at baseball right now. So
I listen.
See how much she loves you.
Can you sing it?
I know she's listening. She goes, damn it. Where is the male strip club in town?
Oh, we have a male strip club in town?
His wife knows where.
If not, we should open one.
I think maybe her comments.
We should have some strippers in here, boy.
So, Frankie, as a single guy.
Single guy.
How do you feel about it?
I think maybe her comments pertain more to the start of a relationship when you're just both kind of feeling each other out, right? But in general, I think once you're in a good relationship and there's two people that are both secure with themselves, it's good. You can't do anything too much. Whatever you do is the right thing because it's you. And what you do is right and what they do is right. But it's getting to that point where the relationship isn't the end in itself, but it's like the means to the end, which is both people being the best people they can be, and you're both helping each other get there.
That's a great... Frankie, that's 100% right.
That's a lot of therapy right there.
My idea is this. My idea is this. Completely give 100%. and always like try to prop that other person up,
yeah,
and like be that, like if I feel like if I give 100% and the other person, like if I put her needs in front of my needs and she puts my needs in front of her needs, it's a recipe yeah. for success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you're all
looking out for each other.
Right. You know, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at.
If you're all in, the benefits are there.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
This could segue into my topic.
Your topic.
You know, I didn't get my chance to speak on this topic. I got something to say about this topic.
Go ahead.
Number one, this is not a homie cast topic. This is a girl topic.
This is totally a girl topic.
James, right here now. I'm not done. James, I'm not done. Right, I'm saying that I think a man should treat his woman exactly how he feels about her. Period.
Right.
And I think that women have expectations on how men treat them. And it varies from woman to woman.
Oprah.
You know, Oprah, baby. It's Oprah's fault, baby.
Blame it on Oprah.
No, I'm not done yet. I'm saying here now
go ahead.
That you should treat your woman good. Because that's what a man does. But this topic is trying to organize how that looks. And a man doesn't know how that looks. A man just does his best. And that's how it should be. That's my statement on that topic. Right,
Chris wants to rebut.
No, I don't want to say that. Like, I hear what he's saying. Me and you, like, you're talking about.
Because I'm a feminist. Bad boy like you. But no, I've been looked at as a bad boy and a good boy.
James and I are feminists. What do you mean?
I'm not a feminist.
Yes, you are. Wait a minute.
I'm a menace.
We all, the three of us, have the same wives. You realize that?
Basically, now you're warm. Basically.
Well, now you're letting a lot out the bag.
No, we have the same version.
It's been a tight schedule.
No, we have strong women.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have strong women.
But we're stronger men because
and the good thing about having a strong woman is you don't, you know, a strong woman can hold her own no matter what you do.
That's exactly right.
So there's women that can't handle a guy who fucks up.
Right.
So they want the bad boy up front. Then he fucks up because he's a bad boy.
Right.
And then they get upset. We got strong women. So these conversations.
But what does that make us?
It's me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most guys can't put up with those strong women in today's society.
Well, then we're feminists, I guess.
No, we're not feminists. We're strong men. Because we're
just men. Men don't have to be strong or weak.
What I'm saying
men
is,
men are men.
Just so you know, a feminist.
Look, but men are uncut like Frankie. You know what I'm saying?
Frankie's got a couple good things tonight.
I've got extra sensations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Frankie's uncircumcised. Right. Doesn't mean you're a feminist.
I didn't say that word. James said that word.
Just so you know, a feminist basically means, and I think we're probably all feminists, you just don't realize, the only thing it means is that you think that women should get paid equally for the same job as a man does.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
That's not all of this.
But that's the scientific. That's what it means is feminism is.
They're going to put a woman on a $10 bill.
It's a you're right. It's a political position.
It cannot be Hillary Clinton.
You're kidding.
No, not yet.
But what I'm saying is,
who's it going
to
be?
To be a feminist only means that you believe that women should be paid equally as men. That's all it should.
You're right. It's a political position that supports gender equality.
It's the basis of what it means is that a woman. So, in other words, if your daughter goes for a job and there's a guy who's less qualified than her and he gets the job because he's a guy and they want to, you know, hire his boy, then that's the wrong choice because there was someone more qualified and better for that job, i.e., that's feminism in a fucking handbag.
It is.
Feminism and farts?
Yes. Let's talk about nothing segues better to feminism than farts because this is the man cast. So my topic this week was, at what point did your significant other, and in this room, it's as far as I know, mostly women, at what point has your significant other ever farted in front of you? And has she ever, and at that point, did that solidify a certain stage in your relationship? Are you officially in a serious relationship or not?
No,
Chris, go first.
Alright, I will go first. I've been with Alicia for...
Jesus. How many years have you been
too
together?
Too long. It's been like 15, 16
years. You've already fucked up.
Alright,
so you fucked that up. Tell us about when you were...
With women, I think you all know who've had women. It's... Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yes, that's the idea.
But deadly. And that's what all of us guys know.
And you're like, what the? And you're like, what the? That
no, I'm the laying in bed and all of a sudden I go, what the hell was that? Did you fart?
And there you go. Now you're in a serious relationship.
And I'm, that
did that happen?
That signified the serious.
Was that before you got married?
Hey, Chris, you want to?
I can't even remember.
You want to cut your balls off and just leave them with me, or do you want to just take a bone to be cut off? That's my only question with you,
Frankie. You've all been there. I'm
Frankie. When you, were with Shorty, did she ever fart in front of you?
She refused to. However, I don't know if it's the start of the relationship.
DJ, because we're like, what's up, baby?
Yeah, it's funny. It never gets old, but I encourage it from day one. Like if you got a shit, just let a shit go. Let it fly. I'm not judging. I
truly mean that. I think that's different, men and women.
Yeah,
like, no, but there are some men. A woman can have diarrhea in front of you. You go down on her like in 2 seconds.
Absolutely not.
Joey, there is a line. Oh my god.
She cleaned it up and tell me you wouldn't go down like
that. Whoa.
No, that's
absolutely. Maybe a quick shower would
that
be in order.
I'm not saying you gotta clean it up, but she wiped a couple times. You've been going, oh, good.
I'm gonna turn my phone back on.
But no, when I was with the ex the whole time, she never wanted to fart or shit in front of me. Nothing. However, one time, the timing was right. I walked around the corner of the bathroom and I caught her just as she was letting one slip out. That was February 28th, 2014.
6:14 a.m.
Literally, it was right in the morning. And I remember it happened. She looked. We locked eyes, and for that split second, I went,
"Aww." And I was like, "This is it. We did it."
She never did it again, but she.
And you guys broke up.
But now she's an ex.
So, James, how long was it before Anna?
Anna does not snore or fart.
Fart.
Oh my god. She's lying to you.
No. Since the beginning of our relationship, someone would say, "Oh my god, do you snore?" or whatever, this and that. And Anna looks at me and says, "Do I snore?" And I say, "I've never heard you snore, and I've never heard you fart."
Wow.
Is that true?
So she's it's what a man like, does. It's what a man says.
Brian, where you at? Shit. Where you at with this?
Oh, no. Brian, wife,
you've never been
wrong. Wait. I'm a disclaimer. Does. Brian could not even answer this properly.
My wife because does nothing wrong. She's perfect.
Damn. I knew I was getting out.
Sucker.
We get the trophy out.
Chris.
Get it out.
The whoosh.
We got the whip to Brian. She probably when she was giving birth to the babies, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna.
Oh, you heard that?
Literally during childbirth.
But I let it go. I was like, I'll let it go on this.
Everybody hear that whip? What year in our relationship? We've been together for like 60 years, so I can't remember. But it was early on, I'm sure, when she was definitely comfortable. And it was like, yeah, whatever, you know. Oh, yeah, what's up?
That's her or you?
Yeah, both of us probably. It's like, you know, if you fire back quick enough, then it's like, yeah, whatever. Not a big deal. You know, you just... Because usually the guys are the first to do it. You're like, hey, wow.
So in your relationship, who went first?
Oh, probably me. It was like a pull my finger or something. Or like, oh my god.
Pull my finger? What are you, an uncle from the
80s? I was in the 80s probably. Literally like. But I'm just saying, yeah, it was early on and it was often and it just never was an issue. It was like, yeah, any girl that can fart in front of you, you can freaking marry.
That's exactly right.
I agree.
If she's never farted in front of you and you're literally going down the aisle, you're making a huge fucking mistake.
See, I have a concern because Kate, like, she let one slip after about 4 months. We're walking to the, at the mall, going into Target. And she's out in the parking lot. She totally embarrassed afterwards, but she will not. She refuses to let me be if she's gonna pee or poop.
Part of your flex.
I can't participate. The bathroom has to be closed.
As long as they don't act like it's
just. What is she hiding?
Wait. I would not want
even peeing. She won't even pee in front of you.
I mean, come on.
But wait a minute. My wife, I've been together with her for how long? I do not want to see.
Don't ask us. We don't know how long you've been together.
So it's safe to say she's never peed on you.
I don't want to see that.
No.
No golden showers. Joey's not into golden showers.
What's wrong with her?
What about in the shower?
Joey, there's nothing wrong with a little experimentation.
I feel comfortable if she wants to pee. I'm brushing my teeth while she pees.
Okay, so what we've done is we've segued into
rolling up on your girl while she's taking a shit at this point.
No. That's a long time.
We're going to block that out just like the foreskin comment.
I'm not touching it. I'm just pointing out something.
Yeah, we see that.
But don't touch it because
we're 59 minutes.
I'm not touching it.
Okay.
Relax, will you?
Don't touch.
But if you did that,
I touch my golden
screw. I'm now going to be editing.
And lots of editing.
Speaking of editing, when's that volleyball and dodgeball thing going to come out?
I do not.
Oh, here we go.
So the reoccurring podcast theme. When is the dodgeball video edit going to be done?
The Bikini Speedo 2015
World Championship
will be done next year.
Dodgeball video is in progress.
It's in the can.
It's in process.
There's no way you can't find it.
Have you touched it, though?
I would say that I'm almost ready to open that folder.
You're on it. You're on it.
Yet to look at that footage. Actually, I have looked at the footage. The footage is ridiculous.
That was a nice segue, Brian. We went from girls taking a shit to Craig.
I will say, probably the most anticipated
film. Besides Star Wars,
Jurassic World.
Way before Jurassic.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to go around. And Craig can't answer this. Everybody else can answer this. What are the chances that we ever see 2015 dodgeball video from Craig?
I think we're going to see it in November.
You think we'll see it? You think we're going to see it?
Yeah, okay. Right when you go. I think we'll see it. Whenever Christmas. We set the date for the premiere, that has to come first, because then the night before, Craig will do it.
Dude, that's like a married to you.
Hey, how about a Labor Day? You. How would a Labor Day bikini be?
I won't be here on Labor Day. Neither will Ryan.
That would be epic.
You won't be here, though? We might not be here.
Frankie has to be a part of it.
Frankie has to be here.
Frankie has to be. Labor Day, we're away. But the weekend before or after Labor Day, we can do that. Why don't we do it at the BBQ? At the barbecue?
The barbecue dodgeball? That's a great idea. No,
because we had two great events.
Oh, you guys are too nervous about the
dodgeball. All right.
Yeah. Too much is on it.
Brian, what are you... odds that we see it?
Brian doesn't care. Brian goes and
we'll see it.
He's got an opinion, be honest.
I do. I think we'll see it. We'll see that with... October.
I'm going to say October.
I say that I don't care because I've seen some of the footage and it's really kick-ass stuff. And
that's just selfish.
Well, you know
it
what?
Is. Who are you dealing with here? I mean, seriously,
Toby.
My feelings are not unlike James that we will see it when Joey puts enough pressure.
No, I don't do that. Have I ever put pressure on you for anything?
No, you haven't. You just never say, ever. Fuck that. Dude ain't it.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Only every Thursday night.
That's true.
We put pressure on.
I'm willing to take the pressure. Okay,
no, you don't. You don't do it, but we do it every Thursday night.
So my update is...
And we will continue to put that pressure on you.
My update is, I'm out of the fire with what I've been dealing with. And I will explore the idea. I will set up a committee... They will help me investigate the time and place in which I need to explore the idea of possibly
opening the folder.
Opening the folder and investigating the footage and therefore editing the project.
This ties into a lot of topics because there's a lot of things I could be offended about in the video that Craig could present.
Oh, I could offend you in this video.
He could offend me very much because I put myself out there.
I can tell you this.
Yes, you did.
I've seen footage. So everybody here that was in bikinis will be offended.
So
here's a fundamental thing about media content, and this is the perfect example. In my world of Good Morning Gloucester, I am like, okay, it doesn't have to be perfect. I just got to get something up there. Craig, being a master artisan, won't release anything unless it's perfect and totally kick-ass.
I understand that. Analysis paralysis. I get it. Totally over-analyzed.
Thank you. So what is right? What's wrong? If we don't... So it's the tree that fell in the woods if no one heard it. Like, that footage is out, is there. But if no one sees it, is it...
I appreciate it.
I rescind my answer from earlier.
Okay.
When we see it, it's going to be kicked.
I agree.
No doubt.
Yes. It's going to be kicked ass. Out. That, I appreciate that. Whenever that is, I'm anticipating it.
It would be
and
so I, awesome.
I'm happy to put pressure on him every Thursday night until yes. we actually see it.
Yes. Oh, it's October, November.
I like that. And
but
I appreciate
when we see it, it will be kick
I appreciate
ass.
The it'll be unlike an intervention. That
you know
this
what
became.
It'll be? It'll be the opening day when the Patriots beat the Steelers in the first game. Greg go home.
Hopefully.
Go, yeah. The season's over.
Hopefully.
I got
wait, with Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Go, so Garoppolo?
No. Roethlisberger will get arrested for rape again. Got
you might be looking at a 2016 debut here at this point with all this attitude.
Yeah.
I like the intervention. It will be coming out in July. I will tell you that.
Oh, July?
Oh, he committed.
Wow.
Commitment. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
July 31st.
Oh, hallelujah.
How many days are in July?
November to July.
30 days past September, April, June, July, November.
So what would you have
32 days in July, Craig.
Oh, my God.
You got an extra day.
Oh, my God.
You got it. You got it. Right, Joey,
so
you got it.
My all right, the so fire. The bottom line is
July.
It's July.
July 30th, we will see the video.
Which to me means that I think that Chris's estimate of November is probably the most accurate.
No, he said it. He locked himself in.
No, that
hey, Craig,
coming soon.
I got your back, buddy.
Thank
whatever
you,
you say.
Thank you,
Frank,
Stokes.
You got his back?
Toblerone's got my back. Bitches. By the way, this is the biggest crowd we've had at podcast.
Is it?
This is going to be messy at times. We apologize.
I got hiccups now.
Homie cast. Number four.
2015.
Represent.
History.
Nothing unless it's stupid paper. All on my back Why you gotta do me like that Why you gotta act like a bitch When I'm with you Baby girl I'm... Because you treat me like shit I pay for the bed and never even slept in it I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in And now somebody else is eating all the pudding Things change, now my dashboard wooden All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy girl.